can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, December 4th, 2024, episode 116.
Curry and the Keeper.
Hello, my queen.
Yeah?
You light up the scene. Bam! I made another rhyme.
Good one.
That's why it takes me an extra 5 minutes before I do the spreadsheet. And I'm like, I'll be right there. I just got to do something. I'm sitting here like, what rhymes with queen? Finally, I got one.
This is a new thing that you've developed. Yes, like this rhyming thing.
Well, seeing as it is our, third anniversary of the show.
I know.
What happened to the back office? Somehow the back office missed this information.
I totally forgot to put it in the newsletter.
Did you even know it?
I just reminded you. You didn't even know it. You're like, I think it's our third anniversary. You go, let me check. You didn't even know it either. So don't.
I don't know anything.
Don't even.
I don't know anything.
Don't even look like you're.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers.
Ready?
Yep.
Ah, sounds just like we're hitting glasses, aren't we?
We're hitting the mics.
Okay. Shh, don't give away our secrets. Oh. Have a sip. I don't think you'll like it. Let's see.
Well, it cleans out my cleans out my nasal passage.
It will clean something out, that's for sure. What do you think?
Oh. This is awful.
So we come home from our Walking with Jesus discipleship class, which is the last Wednesday.
Maybe it just needs to open up a little bit.
No.
Oh.
No, this is it. So I've been drinking this for the past 2 days.
And you just stick with it, whether you like it or not.
You know,
right?
I'm like, it's not, it has two donkeys on the label.
Well, I mean, does that tell you enough? Was that a vaudeville wine?
I think it was because I see no name on the back and it says, I know. It's like, basically, it is Two Donkeys is the name of the wine. It's 2019, and it is from, where is this from? Oh, it's from France. And I don't know what it is. Corbière? It's not a great wine, but
it's a little too strong for me. I guess my tastes are changing where I just don't
know. Even I was like, I'm not sure if I like it, but anyway, here we are, Vineyard Nation. Hello, Cork Soakers. We are here for you. We are ready for another Curry and the Keeper celebrating 3 years. Woo-hoo! On the air everywhere.
116 shows.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
How about that?
You still want to continue with the show 3 years in? Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, please.
I'm busy. I'm really busy these days.
I know. What are you doing? You have like jobs and stuff.
Well, you know,
it's
you just
crazy.
Mentioned the Walking with Jesus discipleship.
Yeah.
So they asked me to look at the manuals. So there's a student manual and there's a teacher manual. And we did the foundation block first. And the second one is faith. So I've been going through them and just formatting them and correcting. There were minor typos or spaces. A lot of work that went into this lot.
And you're doing the both versions.
I'm doing both versions.
For the students and for the teacher.
And for the teachers, yes. So
are you going to get an apple from the teacher when you're done with this?
Possibly, yes. So I'm just, like I said, I'm just changing a little bit of the format, correcting some space issues. But this is what it's doing. I am reading scripture over and over again. Because I've gone through them... I think 3 times each just to make sure everything was correct.
And I'll bet it's
and
sticking.
I am just,
I'll
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm just, and so that's
awesome.
That's the cool part about it is
it's
that I'm
real
just.
Real work though. I see you at that thing for hours at a time sometimes.
Oh yeah.
It's real work.
Well,
yeah.
Faith, who put it together, Pastor Jimmy and Annette's daughter, I'm like, kudos to her because it was a ton of work to build it. It was a ton of work. So,
and is this all done in Canva?
Yes, it's done in Canva. Yes.
Canva but is such an amazing tool, though. I'm amazed how many people use it and get pretty good results.
Well, people
out of
with
it.
iPhones think they're photographers, people with Canva think they're graphic designers. I mean, people with ChatGPT think that they're writers.
Hey, don't you forget about me.
You're going to divulge.
I've got one on Tina. Let me just review. In the past, we have spoken about my use of a certain online tool to write something, namely a press release. And for months I heard, in the ever-expanding world of podcasting, or whatever it was that came rolling out of that thing, ChatGPT. So you actually came clean.
And I did.
And I'm...
I did. This is, I used it.
This is the new Tina who actually copped to this.
There was a good reason for it. So all right, I write the Bridge Church newsletter. Mm-hmm. Annette doesn't even know this.
she's
And so I wanted to write a Christmas message. I don't write that way. I don't... This is new for me. So to write in a... like from the voice of the church, it's mm-hmm. it's very new for me. Sure. I don't have
and
that.
You're starting
skill
it from
yet.
Scratch. It's not like someone's handing yes. you a template. Yes. You're actually going from zero and yes. building the whole newsletter.
And I can write about events that are happening at the church, and I pick up a lot of what's said in the announcement, so it's easy. So I'm like, I want to write an opening Christmas message for the newsletter. I'm like, I got nothing. Like, I don't know what is the proper thing to say.
Howdy, y'all.
Yeah.
Howdy, Bridge Churchers.
I know.
Probably not. Okay.
Christ is born. and so I went into ChatGPT and I said, I need a Christmas message for a congregation. That's what uh-huh. I put in there. And it just spewed
Do
out.
Do you have
this.
The original that came
no,
out of it?
No, of course, because I edited it.
Was it
I
took super flowery? And,
and lots of adjectives, and it was really long. And so I just looked at it. And I used it as a springboard. Okay. So,
well, welcome.
I came
to the,
and I said, "I go. I can't even believe I'm coming clean with you on this." What, and here you're calling me out. You weren't. We were not supposed to talk about this on the show.
What?
What?
No, that's not true. I immediately said, "I've got one now. I finally have something."
And I said, "I can't even believe I'm telling you this."
No, but I don't think you'll need to use it anymore because now you kind of have you've got that springboard. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of people at home going,
well, I remember when Annette told me to go on ChatGPT and I go, what? You just stabbed me in my heart. So she's going to razz me about this. I know she is.
It's
I know.
All right. It's all right.
I know. So lots to talk about. So we went to Thanksgiving was last week.
My goodness. I even forgot about that.
I know. And now we're on to Christmas.
Yes. Thanksgiving was wonderful at the International Arms Dealers House.
Yes.
With his beautiful wife. And we had Pastor Jimmy and Dame Annette there. It was an adult, I'd just say a perfect Thanksgiving.
Yes.
With a turkey that... I mean, I don't think I've had turkey that good.
You were raving about it the next couple days.
I was. And David,
well, they brined it. They brined the turkey.
David brined it, and then he had on the smoker for, I think, almost 7 hours.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it was juicy on the inside.
It was perfect.
Usually, I'm not one to rave about turkey in general, but this was good.
Yeah.
I mean, it really, really was good.
Yes.
And then you slaved over the sides.
I did.
Which you ordered
from
the catering company.
I didn't even pick them up. Andrea picked them up. All I did was pay for them. That was it.
Oh, wait. Here's the effort. My credit card. I think I can just swipe.
Here's the last four digits.
It was good, though. It was good side. And everything was great.
Yes.
But she also had some... fantastic hors d'oeuvre. Like, I mean, of course,
she called it the Tower of Power.
The Tower of Power, right? Yes. And David's a wine guy, so he starts off with the perfect champagne, and then he has two different wines, and not a lot, but you know, everyone gets like a nice little, you know, appropriate pour.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's matched perfectly, and he's got the temperature right. And he was just good from beginning to end.
Yeah.
I mean, even despite the fact he had the Jets versus the Cowboys
game on in the corner. Yes. Yeah.
Which even I looked at it for a moment. Oh, okay. Well, they're winning. All right. Well, that's good. But it was great. And we just had wonderful, wonderful discussion. And we went around the table and told everybody what we were thankful for. It was great. It was really nice. And of course, we didn't have our family there. It was our spiritual family, but not our kids. You know, we got like an emoji.
And I was a little upset. I was upset that I hadn't heard from my girls all day.
Yeah.
So I was so upset. And I came out to you and I'm like, I have not heard from them all day. And I said, I'm not taking my phone. I didn't even take my phone with me. I left it at home.
Yeah. And we came home and you had emojis.
I had messages.
Oh, you had messages. Oh, you had messages. Okay. Well, Christina's in Holland and they don't do a Thanksgiving there. So
yeah.
She said, oh, yeah. Oh, gee. Happy belated Thanksgiving, at least.
Yeah. After that was nice. At least she acknowledged
well,
it.
Well, after I said, we had a nice Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, because it's not in their mind.
And not at all. Not at all.
So I titled the newsletter Sloppy seconds again. I earned that. And we got an interesting message from Jay in Ventura. And I'm going to read what he said.
Oh, really?
Yes. Okay. He said, please, please, all caps, don't shoot the messenger. I know that the two of you are new believers and it takes time for you to feel at home with your transformed life in Christ. It is the job of your older brethren to provide some guardrails. While I have debated rocking your boat over the term cork soaker, it is more important immediately to urge you to consider abandoning forever the use of the term sloppy seconds. Please read the definition of the term at Wikipedia or Not for the Faint of Heart Urban Dictionary. Please protect yourself by not using that term during your next podcast. Well, obviously I've used it, but I want to explain the context in which I used it. And I understand. I know what it means.
You know, well, there's multiple meanings. Yeah, I mean, you can find double meaning in almost anything these days.
Exactly. And so the reason that I did that was because you were leaving. You were leaving to go to Austin to go get your hair cut. Okay. And Phoebe thought she was going with you.
Yeah.
Okay. And she's running towards the door and she's like, I'm going with you. I'm going with you. And we're like, no, no, no. You know, you got to stay with mom. You got to stay with mom. And she's like, ah. And so you leave and she just looks at me like, huh. That's why I thought I was sloppy seconds.
She's like, oh, I'm with her all day.
Yes.
However,
I know it flipped on a dime,
it sure
but that's
did.
The context in which I use that. Okay. And I feel like I earned that because she's your buddy. I mean, you walk her three times a day.
Well,
you
that's
let
normal.
Her romp
that's
in the,
normal.
In the
that's
weeds.
Normal. You, however,
yes.
Two things. One, and we are the perfect parents for her. I mean, I know I've always wondered about people who talk about their dog as a child, but okay, we're kind of there. She was a little mouthy the other night and we were in bed and she started barking and it's not an alarmed bark. It's like, hey, woof,
yeah,
hey,
like I don't want to
hey,
be in here.
I don't
want to
be in
out.
Here. And you went into the studio, open door, like, hey, Francis, or whatever you said to her. And she was quiet after that. So you're really good at that. But the other day I'm out in front, all the way in the front.
Yes.
She was frolicking around in the deep grass over there.
Yes.
And we can see you coming up the back way. She saw you.
She saw my car.
She saw your car.
Yes.
Well, she sees every car. She sees every plastic bag that floats by. But she sees airplanes like, bark at the airplane. She saw your car. She perks up. I said, that's mom. She starts running. All the way, and you're pulling into the garage, and she's hoofing it, and then she decides, no, 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 I'm not going to make it. So she then veers off to the left to go right in the front door. She can barely wait for me to take the leash off. She runs around to the back door. You were already in. Let me tell you, this dog never runs for home that quick, ever.
Yes,
she's like, let me sniff this. Let me eat some poop.
No, I'm usually pulling her. Yes, yes, yes.
So she loves you, man. She has it in for you.
I had already written the newsletter and sent it out. Yeah. And when I experienced that she was like, oh, I'm stuck with you again.
For all the love that you have for Phoebe, you kind of tried to kill my plant.
That was in the newsletter too.
Yeah, you kind of tried to kill my plant.
Go ahead. I featured a photo in the newsletter
from
2015. We were dating, oh my gosh, maybe 5 months. And you were going on the I Love Laundry No Agenda tour
with when we still had the Airstream.
Yes, yes. And I remember you were packing up and you were going, and then you sent me a picture and you had your plant in the front seat buckled in. And I'm like, okay. I didn't realize this plant was like so...
Well, at that point, I already had it for quite a while.
Tell
years.
The history of the plant.
Well, it was given to me by my first and only and last agent, Matthew Lesher, who never got me a gig, ever. No, he got me Circus of the Stars. I'll give him that. And he sent it one time.
He didn't
time.
Get you the Sam Goody commercial?
No. It was much later that I got Matthew Lesher. And for the Marion Rosenberg Agency. Oh my God. There's a whole bunch of stories right there. Anyway, and he sends it as a Christmas gift. He sent a money tree. You know, Matthew, typical Jewish, agent guy, mm-hmm. you know, and he said, I got you a guilt tree.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay. So that's kind of cute because, you know, he's sending me.
So what year did you get this?
This must have been.
Were you in Texas?
I was in Texas. So it had to be 2010.
Okay.
Yeah. 2010, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I was still up at Panorama. So 2010. And, you know, and I just watered it and just kept it and was in this little container.
In
you
the
know,
same container same, that it
same
had
when
been?
It came in.
Oh.
And you know, it sprouted and I got divorced and I got to my plant, man. It was my plant. I've never had a plant. I've never You're managed very,
and
the
you
plant.
Affectionately named it Plant.
His name is Plant. I know, it's very creative. And so I just decided I'm gonna keep Plant alive. And Plant seemed pretty indestructible. Plant just, you know, kept on going. And then, you know, Plant moved through our moves and Plant came here and Plant, you know, Plant was not doing so well. And you've said throughout the years, you know, I really got to repot that. And it just became one of those things that we never did, not blaming you. But at a certain point, this thing is, it's like dead. It's like, it's got one shoot coming out going like, are you going to repot me now? And so I finally
it's a little crispy.
I'm praying for it. In the morning I said, please, Lord, please let this plant live. And I got the dirt and I did it all. And I think you were amazed that I did it.
Yeah,
I don't think you expected me to do it.
Because I'm like, oh, I have to go buy a bag of dirt. I'm like, I don't want to buy a big bag of dirt.
At a certain point, because I was afraid to bring it up. I'd be like, you know, Plant, you'd be like, are you going to buy the dirt? I'm like, okay, I'm never saying anything again. I'm going to get the dirt. And I did. And I got the dirt
so
and I repotted
it. Dirt.
A huge
wait,
bag.
Wait.
A huge
See,
bag.
It's huge, like,
That's
I don't know.
All they had.
30-pound bag
That's
of dirt.
That's all they had.
And so how does Adam
supply.
Open it? How does Adam open it? So he lays it flat.
Like
and
a
he,
bag of cocaine at he, the top.
Let's open right in the middle of the front yeah. of the bag.
Yeah, I didn't want to spill any. I thought it would be easier. I'm like,
you cut the corner. You cut the corner.
No, that's not a cool way to do it, man.
So then I go, you open the bag like that? I go, how are you going to store that? I'm just going to throw the rest of it away. I'm like, no.
It's dirt. And you're like, no, keep it. Okay. So I put it in a plastic bag and it's in the garage and we'll see if it ever gets used.
It will when I plant flowers next year. Okay. It'll get used.
And it's got the Miracle-Gro in there and everything. And you saw me.
Rooting for your plant.
We are rooting for the plant. Go, plant,
now,
go.
Tell the truth.
What?
Do you blame me for killing your plant?
A little bit. Not really, because, you know, I could have gotten the dirt. I could have repotted. But you did kind of say that you would do it one day. I mean, did you say
I did,
that?
Yes, and you I said, just never got around to it.
No, but I can't blame you because it's from before our marriage, before our relationship. I always wondered if you had a little bit of an issue with plants.
Like plant envy?
I forgot my tablet. Plant envy. There it is. I don't know. He's like, I didn't want to push it. You know, it's like maybe you thought.
I just remember when you would water it. It was in the same little container, like, and it was in a. So it was a little square container. It's a Japanese money tree. That's what it is, right?
Yeah.
And then it was in another container that had all these little rocks, and you'd water it. The water would overflow
it'd go down
the wall because it was on the windowsill. I came to despise that plant.
Yeah. See. So
I wasn't envious. I'm like, oh.
You were just waiting for it to die so you could toss it. And I snatch it from the jaws of death. And it looks like it's, I mean, we're going to keep track of the progress.
It's a little crispy.
Do you think it'll make it?
I think it needs a defibrillator.
I need prayers for plants, everybody, please.
I brought my spider plant back to life. I don't know how I did. I moved it out of the sunlight and it came back to life.
Well, I don't know. Plant, I really want plant to work. Yeah. I really do.
Plant, yeah, plant's not looking good either as Penny, our other plant that's out. We name our plants Penny the plant. She's not looking good either.
Yeah, but she never really grew very
well. No, no. I was looking at it the other day and I'm like, you know what?
You know what we are not? We are not plant people.
No,
we are not good at plants.
I find it too much responsibility, actually. And I'm thinking to myself when I saw a Penny out there, I'm like, you know, you're going to be a plastic pretty soon.
Just like our grass, we got AstroTurf in the back.
The plant I have on the porch is plastic.
And you
too.
Want chickens. You want chickens.
I can't
like,
even take
no
care of plants.
Way.
I can't even
no
take...
way can we have chickens.
Well, you know
There's
what?
No
like
way.
I have referenced in the newsletter, and I know this was on the Best of show about how I watered my plastic plant for 2 years. So mm-hmm. I you know, I don't know. I guess maybe that kind of tainted me a little bit.
Well, anyway.
Anyway.
I don't blame you.
Yes.
Not happy, but I don't blame you.
I'm sorry.
But you saw that how much I have affection. I finally wound up doing it.
Yes.
After almost 15 years.
Yes.
I'm finally going to try and make this plant work.
Yes.
Because what happened was, and this is really nice, Tina is, and this is for the listeners. Hello, listeners. Tina is a picture hoarder, but in a very specific way. She will delete pictures over time that are no good, that don't pass the mustard. She prunes everything. She is an archivist in the truest sense of the word. Anything that is double or not great goes. But what she keeps is, I mean, archives back to your childhood. For some reason, they had iPhones.
I'm sentimental.
They had iPhones in your childhood, and you have these photos from your iPhone in your childhood. What? I don't know how it works. There's photos on there. I don't know where you got them from.
Oh, on my phone.
On
yes.
your phone, yeah.
They were scanned a long time ago.
And you're like, hey, let's just go through it. And we're looking at all these great places we've been and things we've done. And
we have a ton of pictures.
And it's great. And I love it. I love all your pictures. And all of a sudden, there's plant. In all its plantness and
it's
glory.
Green, it's glory. Happy.
There's big happy. Leaves. And like, wow,
and
you're, look you're, at
you
me.
You took a picture. That's the one in the newsletter.
And I look good and happy with my plant. And now, I mean, if there's like a little bud, you know, that's still surviving.
I should take a picture of it and post it on social
media. Don't shame my plant. Pray for my plant. Don't shame it. I'm serious. This plant, I prayed for my plant.
I want to apologize because I do feel kind of responsible for its crispiness.
It's okay. Well, would you please just pray for my plant to grow?
Yes, I'll pray for your plant.
There's nothing wrong. You can play. What are you laughing, bro? I'm serious. It's important. I'll be very sad if plant doesn't make it. I will be sad.
I'll get him a brother.
No, you can't replace plant. There's no such thing as a plant. There are guys out there going, I know what he's talking about. I know how he feels.
I know. You know what? Because the aloe vera that I have in there, I got that when we were dating. So that's almost 10 years old. So I get it. I get it.
I know. I didn't promise to do anything to your aloe vera. I'm kind of laughing.
I'm sorry. I could see. Are you crying?
As we say in the old country, ik lach als een boer met kiespijn. I'm laughing like a farmer with a toothache. I don't know where it comes from. I don't know what it means, but I guess a farmer with a toothache is not a pretty sight to see when he's laughing.
I'm really sorry. I can see you're sad.
I am a little. Yeah. It's all right. I'm not blaming you.
Okay.
Take that smirk off your face.
Sorry, I don't mean to be laughing.
All right, onward.
So, you want to talk about our date night?
Well, please tell me, did you enjoy date night?
I did. And you're taking me out again tomorrow, too.
I am.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the first date night first before we go to the next extravaganza that I have planned for us. Go ahead. From your perspective.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So, Adam, I was so surprised. We talked about it in the last show about how you connected with Trey, and we were going to go to his Salvation Spirits, which is his distillery. It's a speakeasy.
It's on Route 290.
Yeah, and he has this food truck, and he has a Michelin star chef
Jean-Claude, no Jean-Claude. Less. His name is Jean-Claude, which is great.
Yeah, so we get all
gussied up.
Yeah, we get in your car, we're driving out there, and boom!
Bam!
Boom!
5 minutes before, huge rock, out of nowhere, no car in front of me.
No, I know!
Hits the windshield.
Crack.
And how calm was I? You were more upset than me.
Well, I was. It startled me because it was on my side for one. But I was just like, "Oh man, I guess we're pretty lucky because you've had the car for 2.5 years and haven't had any issues." So,
But I was calm. I wasn't freaking out. I'm like, "Oh, what a pain in the butt."
Brandy was saying it's expensive to change those windshields too.
Thanks, Brandy. Thanks, Brandy.
She's had to have it done a couple times.
Yeah,
so.
No, I'm sure. It is what it is.
I know. And at least nobody was hurt.
Nobody was hurt, and it'll stay just cracked a little bit for a bit until we get back from Italy, I'm hoping. Yeah. I don't want to deal with it before our trip. Yeah.
But so then we went to Salvation Spirits, and I ordered a...
Well, first we had, because Salvation Spirits, they got nice drinks.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I had dirty martini, and you had an espresso martini.
Elevated.
Oh, elevated. Elevated
espresso martini with their own gin. Mm-hmm. And I'm a vodka guy, but it was really nice.
Was
very
They go
good.
Down really easy. I'm like, if we're going to go there again, we probably need a car to take us and pick us up.
I only had one. I didn't have two.
No, but we had one at the end. So we end up ordering food.
Well, it was some other like dessert
like
drink.
Like an apple It was like a dessert drink cocktail. It was
apple
something or another.
Apple with alcohol, yes.
Okay. But it was nice. We were sitting in there. We were just enjoying our cocktails. And then we had the truffle fries. And then you had the Wagyu beef. And I had a lobster roll. And it was nice. I mean, it's...
Well, the chef had basically come up with a menu for us. Because we were going to be kind of the first people who had tried it out. They didn't even have the menu yet. And Trey had said, well, what do you want? I said, well, as long as the beef's on the menu, I'm fine. But he had a choice. The truffle fries, you had the lobster roll, and the beef wagyu was amazing.
Yes.
And, but we had nice talks. We had nice talks with,
Vanessa,
right? Mm-hmm. Who is the operations manager.
Yes. And then
and
Tyler.
All around God, it always came back to God with everybody. It was really nice. And Taylor's his name?
Tyler.
Mm-hmm. Who we knew from the other place, Revel Catering. Uh-huh. But just not nice young people, here with their families, trying to build something. Just nice.
I know.
It was really. And you realize like they're 30 years younger than we are.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God. Yeah.
But we're cool. We're cool.
Cool enough for them to hang out and talk. Yeah.
And then of course the chef comes in. He's like, I know who you are. Like,
I said, hi, I'm Adam. He says, I know. I watch Headbangers Ball. Like, oh Jean-Claude, how old are you?
Yeah.
Quel an es-tu?
It was good. It was nice. It was nice for us to go out, just me and you. It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're touching lives with the dating. Because I got a voicemail from my friend Diana.
Yes. I wish we could have played that. I don't want to just play it without her permission, but it was really sweet voicemail. You want to share what she said?
Oh, yes. She was basically saying how she was listening, how she and her husband, they sit on the porch at night and they have their cocktail and just enjoy themselves, and how they were listening to the show. And when we were talking about dating, she said that Mike just kind of looked over at her. She said, they've been married for 43 years,
what?
Which is amazing.
They
How must
old
have been like
are
16
they
when they got married.
I was
going to
say, they don't look that old.
I was going to say,
No, not at all.
And she said that, she goes, we've been married for so long, we're just kind of in our HOV lane. And so,
funny.
Yeah, I mean, you have to make a concerted effort to date. Mm-hmm. And we're just 5.5 years into our marriage.
Well,
and
we've been together almost 10.
Years.
Let's keep counting at the beginning and not this only 5 years. It doesn't sound right.
Okay.
We've been living together for eight years.
Yeah.
But I mean, before then you were practically living at my place.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's why, that's why I gave you keys, remember?
Oh, you just wanted me to take care of Plant.
How's that working out? Once I put a ring on it, Plant, you're dead.
Crispy Plant.
Stop saying crispy. It sounds so definite.
Well, okay.
Pray for my Plant.
I will pray for Plant. Okay. So that was really sweet. Because I ran into Diana at the post office yesterday. And then
here's
left
Plant.
Me
Boosh. There's Plant.
So you said to me last night, you're like, hey, let's go out on another date. So we're going out tomorrow night. Where are we going, Adam?
We are going. Now, I can take you anywhere I want in Fredericksburg, but I am taking you to one of, I believe, the 20 in America remaining.
I don't even think it's 20. I thought it was like 5 or 6.
Hold on. Before I give it away.
You want me to look it up?
Let me see. How many? I thought there were 20 because I've looked this up before. Oh, here we go. Here's the list. The list is that 21.
Oh,
there's
okay.
21 in America of original Pizza Hut classic restaurants.
And what does that mean? The original pizza, like original interior, correct?
Well, they've reupholstered.
Yeah, well, thank goodness.
Just to get some of the butt out of it. But it's the original building and it's the original orange red interior of Pizza Hut. Fredericksburg, Texas is one of the original 21. Let me see. Actually, I think they may have one in Bastrop. There may be a couple in Texas. But it is OG. It's on Route 290. And so we're going to go out.
We're going to go there
tomorrow night because we have guests coming in for the weekend and it's going to be busy for the next, really almost until we leave probably. But we're going to go on a date to a Pizza Hut.
Yeah. And you know what?
And what I liked is you actually kind of looked excited.
Yeah.
When I said, hey, can I take you on a date Thursday night?
Let me tell you why.
Okay.
Because you made the initiative. You're like, let's do this.
See how easy it is, guys? And let me tell you, worth it.
Hey, we're going out for pizza. Pizza Hut, of all places.
Come on, man.
And I'm like, I don't even eat gluten, but I'm going to be eating gluten.
We can get some garlic things. And
garlic things?
Garlic knots, whatever they have.
I'm just curious because I'm curious to see the inside because when I was in high school, there was a Pizza Hut right across the street from the high school. I think it was across the street from the high school. But I remember distinctly going there as a teenager. So it's going to be really nostalgic for me.
It's as distinctive as a Hojo's.
Oh.
Remember Howard Johnson's? They had that roof.
Yes.
The Howard Johnson's Motor Lodge? Yeah. So when we would come back on vacation, we'd be driving to my grandmother's or something. We'd be like, let's talk at Hojo's, which is just a fast food restaurant, basically.
Yeah.
But we always like Hojo's. You can see it from a mile away.
Yeah.
So we're going on a date.
Do you know when I was in... Was I in middle school or elementary school? I can't remember. I don't remember. But I had this friend, Paula Bess.
Paula Bess?
Paula Bess, B-E-S-S. Uh-huh. And her dad was the general manager of the Holiday Inn, and they lived in the Holiday Inn.
Oh, that's kind of
cool.
That's
had like a cool. Like several rooms attached together, and that was their home. And so I got to spend the night at their home.
Just sleep over.
That
and
was
stay
like super at, cool.
Oh, I bet it was.
Yeah,
I'll
that
bet.
Was super cool. Nice. I can't remember how old I was, though. Maybe nice. Middle school? I don't remember. What
did
you looking up?
Now, did you put that? You didn't put that in the newsletter, did you?
No, I just thought about it because you said Hojo. Because
we did get a note about the newsletter.
Oh,
from our founding member of the Court of Master Salmon Yeas, Michael Anastasio.
Yes,
And he sent us a picture of course, some fantastic wine that he had opened. And he says,
with the Curry and the Keeper,
with his Curry and the Keeper sippy cup, young couple. As the founding members of Court of the Master of Salmon Yeas, I respectfully would like to ask for a ruling. So this is up to you. Is it too early to start celebrating the new episode right after the newsletter comes out?
Oh.
So he wants to start drinking before the show the minute the newsletter hits.
I rule that it's okay.
You hereby have a ruling.
Yes. What does he call himself? The master of the what?
Let me see. The... founding members of the Court of Master Salmon Yeas.
Oh,
yes.
I like that. Yes. I like that.
Yeah, we approve. We approve.
Yes, we do approve.
And we also, you went to the P.O. box, so we got Randy Black's devotional book
did.
For couples, which we were really confused because we're like...
Well, you kept asking me.
It's like... Because I couldn't believe that if we'd received it, we would be using it.
And we like it so much that we're going to actually give gifts of the same book to people that we enjoy. So, yes, Randy.
We love it, Randy.
Says, for
thank
the couple
you.
Who is continuing to build their life together with God at the center to enhance their experience, KTLD, KYBO, Randy Black. And we're going to start it actually January 1st. We're going to start it fresh at the
very
new year.
Very excited.
Yeah.
Yes.
So thank you, Randy. But yeah, last week you were like, did we get that book?
Did we get it?
Did we get it? And I'm like, no,
I couldn't
I don't
believe
know.
That
like,
if
did we get it?
Because I'm like, what's wrong with my brain? I mean, and we all know there could be anything wrong with my brain.
This is true. This is true. So you had an exciting week. Do tell.
I did.
Yes. What'd you do on Monday? You went to lunch with the Maverick.
Oh, that's right. Oh.
But it's not just hopping in the car.
No, it's not just lunch. So Maverick, as we all know, part of my dental team, he says, I think it was Saturday or something. He said, hey, want to get lunch Monday? I'm sure. Sure. I said, okay, I'll pick you up at T82, Tango 82. That's our airport. So he brought the Malibu, which is his single engine.
It's been refurbished, right? Or not refurbished, but it's got a new windshield. It's got.
Well, I mean, the whole thing. I mean, he's got a complete glass cockpit. He's got it. I mean, it's pressurized too. So you can go up to 23,000 feet without wearing a cannula.
And he just basically opens his garage door and just drives it right out and takes off.
The garage we paid for, at least for the door.
And, maybe a few bolts.
And I said, okay, so, and I had a Godcaster meeting before that. And then, which was kind of fun, I should mention this. So we had a meeting, me, Gordon, and Dame Jennifer,
because
we've asked Dame Jennifer to help us with our marketing videos, explainer, and help videos. And both Dave and I were like, she's the one. And,
yes.
And so, and Gordon took us at our word, of course. So we have a little meeting just to, you know, get acquainted and talk about stuff. And you weren't home. And so
we're No. I was leaving. I was getting ready to leave. I was going to.
Oh, you're getting ready to leave.
And I wanted to.
Well, you had gone. You came back, I think, because you were gone when we started the meeting. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. And so it's 11 o'clock. And I'm like, okay, I got to go because I, you know, this is also kind of my day when I pretend to have a Sabbath and at least not work on news feeds and no agenda and deconstruction. I'm doing other stuff and, you know, errands or just fun stuff for myself. Hence going flying with Maverick. You
know, yeah.
And so what we often do, and Jennifer's a believer, said, can we just end this meeting with prayer? And so, Gordon goes right. He's so good at this. He's like, well, Lord, very much like Mary was surprised, you know, this was the surprise that we got Jennifer into. It was beautiful. The guys, I mean, he's been a Christian for a long time, so he has some experience.
He's got it down.
He's got it down. And we're praying, and I feel you open the door, and I just look at you like,
because I was getting ready to leave, and I'm like, I'm leaving, and he's going to go
flying.
Yeah. And I want to make sure I say goodbye to him, mm-hmm. because, you know, you just don't know.
You can go down. Anything could happen.
I don't know if there's a parachute on that plane.
There's not.
So I open the door and you don't even respond to me. And I was kind of not miffed, but I was like, huh. I was ready to write you a note. And that's why the drawer was like, open.
Sorry, I had to leave. You didn't have time to say goodbye to me.
Yes, yes.
And so we're done. And then the minute we're done, amen. Hold on 1 second. I run out and I'm like, we were praying. That's why I couldn't respond to you.
That was so sweet, though. I love that you ran out after me.
Though. Well, you had to know. I mean, it's like, oh, but
you usually stop every time. If I open the door, you stop.
Of course, yes, of course.
Yeah.
So that's what was. You didn't see me with my hands folded like that. You just thought I was deep in concentration.
Yeah, I didn't know. Yeah.
Anyway, so then off to the airport, Maverick's waiting. We hop in the plane. He said, why don't you fly the first bit? I'm like, cool.
Did you take off?
Yeah. Of course. Nice. Yeah. He says, I'll do the taxiing because, you know, like the right brake has a little air in the line. So it's a little tricky. I said, yeah, you do that. I don't want to spin your thing around on the tarmac. Yeah. We take off. I take it up to 11,500 feet. We went to Stevensville.
Which is where?
It's just south of Fort Worth.
Okay.
It only took 45 minutes, you know, and, you know, when we're in the plane, I mean, and I think it's just enjoyable for him because we're nerding out over cylinder head temperatures and lean of peak. And look, we're only doing 15 gallons an hour if you do it just like this. And we're looking at, you know, the collision awareness system and we're nerding out over all this stuff. And then we land, and what's cool about Stevensville, and it's really a destination for general aviation pilots, because you land, the minute you turn off the engine, you get on your phone, you call Hard 8 Barbecue, and they'll come and get you right there at the airport. It's maybe 5 minutes away from the barbecue place. So we had a nice, he had a pulled pork sandwich, I had a brisket sandwich, you know, we chatted, you know, just talking about life and stuff. And then in the plane and came back, he dropped me off and he went to park his plane in his house and pick up his kids from school.
That's so
cool.
It
was great. No, it was really nice.
That's a fun afternoon.
I was back by 2:30 or something. Yeah.
So
just a little trip up to Stevensville.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm going to lunch. We're going to hop in the plane and we're going to lunch. I'm like, where are you going to lunch? Like, where do you go? Well, how do you do that? You know, where do you go?
Well, and there's a number of these places. Yeah. I mean, actually here in Fredericksburg, the Hangar Inn, the Hangar Cafe, is a destination for people from other Texas airports, but it's only open Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then they come in and they just come here to have lunch. We call it the $100 hamburger.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to go get lunch. What are you going to go with the $100 hamburger? Which means you're just basically flying to get a hamburger.
Yeah.
And all that, you know, $90 is gas.
Yeah. I love that you two are friends, though. Yeah. That's really cool.
He's a good guy. He's younger than me, but we have a good connection.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Tuesday, I can't remember what happened.
You got your haircut.
Oh, that's right. I went to Austin.
You drove to Austin.
Yeah.
Yes. Which, and your car still smells like Whataburger.
Yeah,
what's up with that?
I don't know. I just sprayed some Dior in it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it was nasty to me. So, you know, I'm very loyal to my hair person. I go to Austin, and Tina can't help herself on her way out.
Really snarky.
I hope you felt bad about it because you said, "Well, 7-hour hair appointment."
I did. So, that was snarky.
But wait for it. But wait for it. So I'm in the car. David calls me. David Young.
Yeah.
He calls me. "Hey, how you doing?" Because he was listening to No Agenda. I said, "I'm good, man." I said, "I'm on my way to Austin." "I'm on my way to Austin. Where are you?" He says, "I'm in Johnson City. I'm in Dripping Springs." "Yeah, how's the traffic?" He says, "Yeah, it's pretty good, but it's the drip. You got to close your eyes going through here." So we're laughing. And I say, you know, he says, "Where are you going?" I said, "You know, Tina actually said to me before I left, 'Oh, your 7-hour hair appointment.'" He says, "Man, if we count up all the beauty stuff our women do in a month, that is nothing compared to the time they spend." So we had a fun little chat about that.
That's true.
But it was great. You know, I always catch up with Johanna about what's going on in crazy Austin and what television shows we're watching. She's adorable.
No, I know. I mean.
She's a friend. But she really is.
It's a 3.5-hour drive. I mean,
yeah, all told. Yeah. And, well, three, yeah.
And
yeah,
I just, just no desire to.
And I get the Whataburger on the way back. And for some reason, the Whataburger, the smell would not leave. I don't know what
it's
is.
Still in your car.
Nasty.
Maybe you need the Phoebe in there.
It's,
so she can absorb the smell.
So a dog would smell like, yeah, what a dog.
Yeah. What a dog.
Another possible show title.
What a dog.
So yeah, did that. And then today, what was going on today? I've lost track of all time and dimension.
Oh, you were on the Matt Long show with Trey.
Right.
Hello.
That's right.
You've had a busy week. I have
it's
too.
It's very busy.
I had lunch Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday with friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was working.
Oh, yeah, in the plane. I know you were working.
I was working that throttle, baby.
Yeah. That was funny because you go, I flew the plane. I'm like, "You did?"
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, he's always, and usually I'm like, "Nah, you fly the plane." But he's like, "You want to fly?" "Yeah, I'll fly the plane." He's never really flown with me. I've never flown with him. Like, I've flown. He was like, "Oh, you're pretty good." I says, "Dude, we got our license in the same year, 2006. I've been flying for a while." "Yeah, but you've never flown this plane." "Yeah, it's all right. It's all kind of the same."
Yeah.
But this morning went on Matt Long's show to promote the greatest story ever told, which is coming up Saturday here in Fredericksburg. If you don't know about it, 6:30 Saturday evening. It's going to be a great multimedia concert. Trey kind of just grabbed
Trey Blocker
from Salvation Spirit. Yes. Just grabbed this idea, started organizing. You jumped in, helped with the donations, and it's happening. And I think it's going to be really, really fun.
Yes.
And especially because we're going to have our friends,
Paul and Ashley.
Yes, the Oil Baron and his fiance.
His lovely fiance.
We can say fiance now. We're going to start pressing him on that.
Yes.
You got a date yet?
We want the details.
Yes. Is it a destination wedding?
Yes.
Is it a destination wedding? Or are you doing it at the ranch? Can I chop her in or do I need to get on an actual plane? Whichever one it is. So it's going to be fun. So it's going to be a jam-packed
weekend. It's going to be a busy weekend, because Friday, they get here on Friday, we're going to the Christmas parade. And then on Saturday, we're going to Augusta Vin. And then the Greatest Story Ever Told, they're going to spend the night on Saturday with us. And then Sunday, we're up early.
They're going to go to church with us.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. It's a packed weekend. And then next week, we're busy too.
Not next week, the week after that, then we have the Adam Curry's Boostergram Ball Live in Austin.
Yes. So next week.
At Antone's, which, by the way, a lot of people are excited about.
Yeah.
I got radio stations calling me, want to do interviews.
No.
Yes.
What radio station?
It's all on the email. Well, you know, they hired.
What email?
They hired a PR firm. It's like a press release has gone out and everything.
Maybe you're going to reignite your career as DJ.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Waka, 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 waka. Is that what you do with the record? Waka, waka.
Thank you for summing up my entire career with waka, 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 waka. Are you going to spin records? Waka, 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 waka. Girl.
Oh.
Girl.
Okay.
I could write a book about my career, and it'll just be titled Waka, 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 Waka. There we go.
Hey, that's another show title. Yeah, yeah. Waka, waka,
I'm gonna,
waka.
I'm going to finish off this horrible one.
Here, you can have mine.
Oh. It's the Tweety Bird.
from Susie Bernard from Aircell.
Yeah.
No, so next week we got to do shopping. We got to, oh,
yes, and we have the bridge Christmas shopping.
We have the bridge Christmas party on Sunday night.
We're invited to the staff party.
Yes.
That's yeah. I feel very privileged.
I know.
But you are on staff. You write the newsletter.
I write the newsletter.
And I do the Godcaster for yes. the church.
Yeah. And I'm editing the workbook. So I'm, you know.
That's right. That's right.
I volunteer.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, and then we got to go shopping because we got to buy gifts for your family. Have you heard from your sister?
Have I asked my
sister? You haven't asked your sister.
Well, I've been back.
We need to find out
We got my brother-in-law's birthday gift arranged.
Yes.
You know,
We got Bob, Maria, Mateo.
Yes. I will. You know what?
Sabi.
Hey, Willow, we need help on the birthday. Willow listens. We need help on the birthday gifts. We need some suggestions. And
the Christmas gifts.
Yeah, who's going to be there? We need to know exactly who's going to be there. Is Asia going to be there? We need to know all these things.
Yes. Good.
Done. Okay, my job is done. She'll reply. She listens. She's a loyal listener.
We got a message today that we need to wear. She calls it a juniper?
Jumper.
Yeah. I think
that's British.
Yeah, and so
Christmas jumper.
Basically, it's an ugly Christmas.
Ugly Christmas sweater.
So I'm like, let's do a couple ones. So I've...
It's great.
I pull
it will be in the newsletter when we have it.
The ugliest.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of these Christmas sweaters for couples, they're very sexual. Like, very sexual. And I'm like, but I'm not wearing that.
No.
So.
No.
This one is pretty funny, though.
Yes.
It was pretty funny.
I'm excited to wear them. Because there's a competition. What did she say?
Oh, there is a competition?
Yeah, she said, I have it here. Dress code, wear your most festive Christmas jumper, in parens, sweater.
Why did he say juniper?
I don't know. Competition categories, ugliest jumper, prettiest jumper, and most original jumper. Oh. Wear a shoe in for at least one of those categories. We might walk away with two.
I don't know. It depends. It depends.
It's show off your creativity, holiday cheer, or sense of humor, whether it's glittery, sparkly, hilariously tacky, or beautifully elegant. Let your jumper shine.
Yes, it's going to be hilariously tacky.
Yeah, I'm telling you, we're up for two categories this year in the awards. That's okay. My sister, though. She arranges. That whole family is fun. They're always doing
their
fun,
Christmas cards
crazy
are
stuff.
Always amazing.
Beautiful
too.
Christmas cards they always make. Yeah, they're great.
Yes. So we're going shopping on Tuesday. Then on Thursday, we have the Vaudeville Supper event.
Wait, we're going on Tuesday?
We're going shopping. What's on my calendar?
Did we
agree? In the afternoon. We synced calendars.
Let me just check. It's so bad when you have to sync calendars as a married... Whoa!
What? Oh my gosh! Holy smokes!
Bitcoin broke 100,000.
Oh my, look at the chart.
It's 103.
Oh my gosh. That's holy smokes.
We've just been sitting here like, I'm like, will that ever happen? That was kind of funny. Let me see. Yes, 2 o'clock shopping with Tina. There you go. Got it. I'm in.
Yes. And then we have on Thursday, we're doing the Vaudeville supper event.
Oh man, this is so good. We're so busy.
Friday, Tannenbaum Ball.
None of this counts as a date, right? Can I count shopping as a date?
Yes, we could do shopping. We could do dinner afterwards. That'd be fun.
Oh, bam! But I didn't organize it. Oh, so close. So close.
Fail.
So close.
Fail. And then Tannenbaum Ball. And then, yeah, and then we're, oh, goodness. We have nothing on Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, and then, boom, we're in Austin. And then we're gone, man. Then we're out. Then we're sayonara, baby. We're off to Italy.
We are nice. Off to, well, for, Amsterdam
and a short
first.
Trip. Short trip.
And Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, 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 yes. So, yeah, busy. Very busy. Very busy. And we decided not to buy each other Christmas gifts.
Well, you just kind of decided. You said, like, let's not buy each other Christmas gifts.
I said, well, let's go to Italy, and if there's something we want in Italy...
Then we can buy it for each other there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Does that sound good?
Honestly, I mean, it's always nice to get something, but I can't think of a single thing I need in my life.
I feel the same way, babe.
It's not a single solitary thing.
I can think of one thing.
Okay.
My driveway.
Oh, well.
But
hey,
that's,
Bitcoin!
But this is too expensive, and I'm not cashing in it. We're not cashing in a Bitcoin.
Did you hear, by the way, I said this to Pastor Jimmy, Bible sales are up 22% this year.
Oh, I love that.
Mainly, and the Wall Street Journal said because people are anxious and looking for something else. How about that?
Hmm.
I mean, instead of, you know, antidepressants and other stuff.
I love that. That's awesome.
How about that? Yeah. Isn't that, that's good news right there.
It's a good segue right into the God Shot.
It's time for Tina's God Shot.
All right. All right. Hello, Fred.
Hello.
For the promo. Hello, Fred.
Oh.
It's Tina's God Shot.
You know, I wanted to tell you, yesterday when we were sitting down talking, we were talking about our faith, and I was reading Max Lucado's book to you about,
yes,
about the different levels of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I love when we have conversations like that.
Me too.
I really love that.
Well, we do it often in the morning, but this was after dinner, which, by the way, thank you for sitting after dinner with me. That's, you've
I've been doing that
for a while now.
I have been,
yeah.
Yes.
Isn't it enjoyable?
Uh-huh, it's great.
we grab the chocolate, you know, we have a little square of caramel sea salt.
Yes.
Look at us, man.
I know.
Yeah.
Look at us.
There's a term for this in Dutch, burgerlijk.
Burgerlijk?
Burgerlijk. I can't even explain it. Willow will laugh her butt off.
What does it mean?
There's no...
HOV lane?
No. I can't explain it.
Well, then why did you say it?
Because it just came up. Burgerlijk. It's cute. It's common. It's togetherness. It's like a very Dutch term. It just came up. I don't know.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay.
So that Willow could laugh. I got one listener, Willow. She's like, yeah, that's right. Burgerlijk. Okay.
Anyway, I just wanted to point that out, that I love how we
Me
sit
too.
Down. So I was telling you yesterday how because of being in God's word and also just gaining wisdom and knowledge and practicing the fruit of the Spirit, not practicing, living the fruit of the Spirit and just embodying to be like Christ,
mm-hmm.
that the story of my childhood has changed. The way that I view it has changed completely. And I don't view it or speak about it like I once did, which was really in kind of negative,
yes.
in negative terms. I have, because I'm in God's word every day, he has flipped the narrative to where it's peaceful and positive.
Wow.
And so I was looking today, usually God will present the scripture to me, but I was looking today and I came up with this scripture that I think really embodies that feeling that I have, that feeling of peacefulness and just feeling like I'm so calm about it. I don't feel like I'm harboring any strife or animosity. No, it's like it's gone.
It's gone.
So anyway, the scripture is Philippians chapter 4 verse 19. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. And that perfectly sums up where I am with respect to my childhood, you know? And another interesting thing that has happened to me is I don't live really in the past anymore, where I used to live
Whoa.
In the past all the time.
Yes, you did.
And now I just live very much in the present. So I don't really think a lot about past childhood things, but when I just think about my family in general, my mom and my dad and being around my sisters, I just have such a peaceful, I have
oh, that's,
so
I'm
such
so happy
peace.
For you. That's
yeah.
beautiful. That's beautiful.
And that only came because I'm in his word every day. I'm in his word and reading it, practicing it, embodying it, living it, obeying his word.
Mm-hmm.
And it really makes a difference. It's really transformative.
Proof that Jesus works.
Yes.
That's beautiful, babe. I
yeah.
love it. Thank you for sharing.
Now it's time to hear from the Corksuckers.
That's right.
Some Corksuckers, yeah.
We got to hear from those Corksuckers now.
What did you say?
Wait, what did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the Corksuckers.
Yeah, baby, the Corksuckers have blessed us once again. Value for value, go to curryingthekeeper.com to subscribe to the newsletter, which is some value right there. It's always funny. It's always interesting. It's always entertaining. It reminds you that we have a show coming up. Are we going to be doing the show when we're on vacation?
Well, it's going to be a little, we can't do it on the day that we leave. That Wednesday, the 18th.
No.
Then the next is Christmas
Day.
We
may just have to take off.
Well, It depends on what time. It depends on if you want to do it once we get into. We're flying back to Schiphol or to Amsterdam
on Wednesday.
On Wednesday the 25th. If you want to set up the.
Well, no,
might be kind of fun.
We have the kids over.
Oh,
we have
that's
the kids
right.
For dinner.
Nah. We're taking 2 weeks off.
We just might have
woo-hoo,
to take
vacation time.
Unless someone, Ryan Wynn and I, wants to do a best of. We're all for a best of without you in it.
Oh, that's not possible. That is not possible.
Anyway, we put it out value for value if there's anything you want to send back to us. For instance, in the P.O. box, which is also on curryingthekeeper.com. Or we have a great deal if you want to get some of those official Currying the Keeper sippy cups. If you'd like to be a Salmonier, a Vineyard Nation, yeah, you can save up your donations, whether in through PayPal or whether it's through the Fountain app, which, boy, I'm so glad we've just held on to all of our Satoshis. And the value has just increased. It's been great. Everybody can do this. I love that about it. We have a couple of people who supported us. And without a note, though, $50, our top producer, Mark Hall.
Oh, Mark Hall?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Sir Mark Hall. Yes.
Aww.
We have to have him over.
I know.
We've got to have him over for a stayover when we get back.
Yes, yeah. For sure.
Definitely. Cause,
yes, because we're going to a gala with him in March, remember?
A gala. Well, we need to have him over before March.
Yes.
Please. Yeah, we love you, Mark.
Oh, that was really
that's
sweet, Mark.
So kind. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Then coming in with a mini striper boost, 7777, Sir Brian with an I. He says, okay, hold up, full stop. How come when just Greg gives you a crate of Bordeaux from Costco, it tastes great, but when I give you the exact same wine, it just becomes a sad show title? Friends don't let friends drink drippy juice. I'll try harder next time by ignoring Dvorak's tip of the day. They are no good. In the evening, y'all.
In the evening!
It was just that particular bottle,
and
I think.
You know what? There's probably another one in the...
There's probably another... One of them is just not that tasty.
Just Greg bought us a crate. Brian bought us a crate, and I
bought a
third one. So
yeah, but it said Brian on it, so Nate was just putting his name on it.
Yeah,
you know how
maybe
you can do,
it just made
if you
it
do
sour.
Snowflakes, if you label the snow like water. Yes. You ever seen an experiment where you put love on one bottle, and then Brian with an eye on another one, the water from Brian with an eye is just dead? And the water that you put love on is all sparkly and looking crystals and stuff. Maybe it's one of those things. I don't know.
Brian's a pretty happy guy, so I'm not sure about that.
We love you, Brian.
We do.
Ashley Wright, $7. Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you, Ashley. We appreciate that.
Coming in with 5,800 Satoshis, comic strip blogger.
CSB.
Oh, well, here we go. World War III has begun, he says.
Oh.
He's so positive. UK troops are headed to Ukraine to ensure Trump has NATO in country. Russia unveils a new 36 warhead ballistic missile capable of conventional bunker busting and nuclear warheads. Democrats vow to burn the White House down so Trump will never step foot in it. A perfect time to listen to JustTwoGoodOldBoys.com podcast where Ben and Gene talk about Texas secession. Yo, CSB.
Oh, so he's promoting Gene.
Of course he is.
Gene and Neftulieff.
And Ben. Yeah, and the dude named Ben.
I know I've asked
Gene
you.
Gene does three podcasts at least.
Do you listen to them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, not all the way through, but often when they're live, I listen to them.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Value for value?
Always value
for
value.
Oh, good, good, good. Okay.
And comic strip blogger, there will always be wars and rumors of wars, but. Do not worry. And do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow has enough to worry for itself.
Yes. Look at
it,
you.
It is all going to be okay. And $5 from Timothy Emery, who came in the last show as well. Thank you, Timothy. Glad to have you in Vineyard Nation. And Lemon Marengo winds it out with 1,000 Satoshi. Says, thank you for your friendship and your guidance.
You know who that is, don't you?
I do not.
That's Kate.
Oh, is it?
Kate in Chicago. Oh. Yeah, not a serial killer Kate.
Thank you, Kate. That's really sweet. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
And again, go to curryingthekeeper.com. Learn all about the show. Learn about what we're doing. You can find out how to donate. We love stuff in the P.O. box. We love any type of value you want to send back to us. We appreciate it all.
Yes.
Thank you very much for supporting us here.
Yes.
Value for value at curryingthekeeper.com.
You know what it's time for?
Oh, yeah.
The question of the week.
Let me pour some more wine. Because, that's it.
Here.
Ooh, look at that. I got a whole extra glass. Here we go, everybody. The question of the week. Tina knows the question, so her answer is already set. And I am going to be set here and ready to be embarrassed.
Okay. All right.
Here it goes. Question of this is like the newlywed game.
Yes. Ready?
Very one lopsided.
Okay.
Yes.
What piece of advice or guidance were you given at a younger age that has stuck with you today?
Oh, piece of advice
or guidance. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, man. I'm trying.
I know. I would love to be on the other side of thinking. So next week you're doing
it. Yeah. I'll do it next week for sure.
Yeah.
Piece of advice or guidance
that has stuck with you today.
I got to be honest. I can't think of a single thing of wisdom that someone has said to me that has stuck with me
really?
To today.
Even like when you think about Lex.
He's yeah. No, it's not advice that's shareable on the show. why don't you go first okay. And I'll see if something pops up
so
for me.
So when I was 20 years old and I started working downtown at Boulevard Bank and I worked for a man named Jack Starkey. Okay.
Jack Starkey.
Jack Starkey.
Yeah, cool.
And he was very pivotal in my career. Mm-hmm. And I came from, you know, blue collar, Northwest Indiana, you know, rough around the edges. And I remember I had said something and I said, yeah, I don't know nothing.
Ooh.
And he goes, let me tell you, that's a double negative.
You actually said that?
Yes, because I didn't know that's how I spoke.
Now I understand why you always hate it when I say that.
So that
I didn't realize because I say it as a joke.
Yes. And so I said it and he corrected me and I was like, oh, okay. And I never, ever made that mistake again, ever.
Well,
I will not speak like that. I
always
know
wondered why you, I said, do you really think I don't understand how to speak best English? Because I always say, they don't know nothing.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's a double negative. I know. They don't know anything.
Because it had such an impact on me.
Oh, yes. Interesting. Yeah. I didn't even know that was an issue. I remembered my things, by the
okay.
way. Okay. This actually came in a little later stage in my life. My first business partner, Ron Bloom, when I was out of MTV and started OnRamp. It's the three rules of business.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to hear the three rules of business? Because these have stuck. There are other things, but this is the one that pops to mind.
Okay.
Rule number one, never negotiate against yourself.
Yes, that's good. Yes.
Number two, if you don't want to do the job, raise the price.
Yes.
And number three, don't run out of money.
Oh.
Those are the three rules of business. Yeah, it stuck with me. Stuck with me.
You practice those today? I mean, you've always said to me when I was negotiating salary, you always said, don't negotiate against yourself. And I was like, what does that exactly mean?
By saying, well, they'll never pay this or they'll never want to give me that.
Yes.
That's negotiating against yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And if you don't want to do something, raise the price. That's an easy one.
Mm-hmm.
And don't run out of money. Actually, there's a second part to that is, don't try and raise money when you're out of money.
Oh.
You want to raise money from investors when you have money.
Yes. Yeah. That's like you want to find a job when you have a job.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
yeah. So take that wisdom. I think that is in Proverbs 6 somewhere.
Oh, are you?
No.
Like you are really showing
not
off
even close.
Now.
Oh my not gosh. Even close. Not even close. No, in that case, it's all Ecclesiastes. It's all just grasping at the wind.
Yes.
All of it is just vanity. All of it.
Yes.
And then with that, Mrs. Curry.
Yes.
I would like to thank you very much for being here. And thank you for going on the date with me. And I'm very excited about tomorrow night.
Yeah, pizza.
Here we come, baby.
Woo-hoo.
Rock and roll.
I love you, sweetie.
I love you so much. We'll see you next Wednesday, everybody.
Yep.
All right. Bye-bye.
In the evening,
her in the keeper.